Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys this week. We get a chance to sit down with some of the members of the cast and crew of the movie Spider-Man Homecoming. It's sweeping the nation. It's going to make a bazillion dollars. We all know that, but it was cool to sit down and talk with them. And they had a press junket a while ago. And we got a chance to sit in with those guys. So that made me feel super great. And on top of that, we're going to jump into the news. We're going to talk about all the stuff that's been happening around the week. But first, you guessed it, we got to pay some bills. I want to thank all you guys for stopping over at the epicenter of everything, Just Talk With Sam podcast, at samshownation.com. By going to samshownation.com, you can keep up with us. You can do whatever you want. Right there on the homepage, there's a donate button. You can give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Also, on top of that, you can go to samshownation.com. You hit the store, and you can show your love. You can wear all of the Just Talk With Sam swag, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever you need in your daily life to keep the show the love for the Just Talk With Sam podcast, it's right there. Or you can always hit the podcast link. You can listen to your favorite podcast from, they're all right there at samshownation.com. Right there by hitting that podcast link, you can get it right there on the homepage. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes. And speaking of iTunes, we are doing the iTunes takeover here at samshownation.com. By that, we mean subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. We want to reach out to as many people as possible, and we want to hear your feedback. We want to hear what you guys think of the podcast. Are we doing a good job? Give us a 5-star rating. Are we doing an okay job? Leave some feedback. We'd love to see you. Love to see what you guys have to say there. We got a few sponsors this week, and we're just going to jump right into this great podcast. The first sponsor are the good folks at MLBShop.com. Look, the MLB All-Star Game is right around the corner. And what better way to rep the American League or the National League by getting your favorite MLB All-Star Game swag there? Just go to SamShowNation.com. Click on the MLBShop.com where it says jerseys, and you can rock with your favorite players as they head into the All-Star break. Whether that be Stanton, Judge, Sano, Sanchez, they're all there. Also, Harper, I forgot about, you don't do that. And with that, they have the official All-Star Game logo right there on the sleeve. Or, right there on the shirt as well. Also, it is a craze sweeping the nation. They have your favorite MLB team fidget spinners. Yes, they're right there. So, if you're a Cubs fan, you're like me, you're a Tigers fan, you get down with the St. Louis Cardinals, the Angels, they got their fidget spinner as well. And, as always, all orders, free shipping on the U.S. It's the Sam Show Nation discount. All you gotta do is go to samshownation.com, click the MLB shop, and any order over $50, put in the code FS50, and it's free shipping on all United States orders. So go ahead, get everything you need to get ready for the Miami All-Star Game with MLBShop.com via Sam Show Nation. Second sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. I have been preaching all about Walmart, but now Walmart has jumped. They are doing it now. Go to SamShowNation.com. Right there on the current promotions page, you can get a pickup discount. Whenever you go to SamShowNation.com and order online, you pick it up at the store, you can save even more money. Whether that be rollbacks of clothing, whether that be albums, whether that be a laptop, whatever you need from Walmart, they got you covered. And you could got in free, they even got in free grocery pickup right there in store. So personally, I have been able to do that where I go to my friendly neighborhood Walmart and go shopping by picking it up. Don't spend more than 10 minutes in there. And now I get a couple bucks off if I happen to do that. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart link. Shop as you normally would. Hey, I don't know how to tell you, but school is right around the corner. What better way to stock up and then go ahead and get ready for back to school? Or maybe you want to keep, you know, the summer or the summer you have left still alive. They got a bunch of stuff so you can have a cool summer, whether that be pools, whether that be an air conditioning unit. They got all of that there. And you can get on the scorching summer savings with everything that they have there. So go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, and get the pickup discount by going in store. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon.com has everything from A to Z. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. Right there on the homepage, your current promotions page, click that Amazon banner. You can shop, connect, and enjoy all the wonderful things that they have on Amazon. Hey, Prime Day is this week. It's actually July 11th. You could go ahead and get an early start right now. You can get an early start on all of the essentials and deals that you may need or you may want to do it. Sorry, I said 11th. Prime Day starts July 10th. So that means you really got to jump into it. So Prime Day starts July 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So you get a little bit of a thing. It's really the 11th. You get what I'm saying? It is the 11th, but you can get started right now. Get an early start. And some of the deals start as early as 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 10th. So please get ready to go Prime Day. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions page. So that's about this. That's about it for me right now. What we're going to do, we're going to reset these mics. I see Tasha joining, and we will be back in about 90 seconds. See you in a few. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be a pop. I don't know this till like right now. Seriously. Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, y'all. It's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out. Alright, we are back. This week of the podcast, look, who are we kidding? Thank you for all the birthday well wishes. I want to thank you guys for just doing what you can. Quick shout out to those who are helping us in our iTunes takeover. It is still not too late for you to subscribe, rate, and review right there on iTunes. Yep. It's a good thing, man. As I said earlier, that we're getting started this week. Well, technically, you know, Spider-Man's out. We got a chance to sit down with the cast and crew of Spider-Man. We got a chance to see the movie. Oh, see, well, first, fix your mic. Then second, yeah, we did see the movie, but I, as I said at the beginning, this is spoiler free.
No, we're not going to spoil the movie. And talk to the cast.
We did talk to the cast, but I want to make this plain. We talked to the cast before we saw the movie. We're going to go back in time a little bit. The reason I have to say that is because even in talking to it, That was, we do press junkets, and normally the rules.
You do press junkets.
Normally the rules are simple. Mm-hmm. Go in there, you talk about that project. You can't really sit down and go around.
Because it's a lot, for one, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, like, they're taking question after question from different news sources, so you cannot ask them, so how's your dog?
Yeah. See, normally when people jump in here and they're just a guest, we can sit down and we can go all around the world in a day. But when you're doing these press junkets, you have to be on that specific topic. And then on that, see, the caveat with this is Marvel. Marvel is tight-lipped about a lot of stuff. And I'm coming in the game, a comic book fan. They already have this don't give too much aspect. But really with guys like me, there's a little... they can't answer my question, so if you listen to the interview that we're going to play a little bit later, there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek answers, because it's sort of like, all right, motherfucker, you've been reading the book. We get it, you know? But all in all good dudes. We Skype. And another thing about those press junkets, you only get, like, weird combination of times. Like, all right, you get 4 questions. You get 3 questions. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You got, like, you only go in, and you can only ask these questions. So, what we did string together a lot of the Skype conversations, and you get a chance to see that. But before we jump into that, slow news week, but let's jump to the news. You know, we should have a jingle for this, because...
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Figure that out later.
Yeah. But this week, in the news, I like reading you the news.
I used to read the news.
Because you don't. Check this out. At the beginning of this week, with all the festivities of the birthday and everything, my man Joe Jackson was taken to the hospital after a Las Vegas car accident.
Michael Jackson Daddy,
okay. The patriarch of the Jackson clan, the guy who gave us Mike.
And the other ones?
No, you can throw Janet in there. Mike, Janet, Reby, and the rest.
Wow.
No, you gotta give Centipede was the shit. She was John Calipari. She was one and done. She was like, I'm making this one song. Peace the fuck out.
Yeah.
Number one on the Billboard charts. Oh, the song went gold. This is the debut and the end of my singing career. I will see you guys later. But wow. Reports show that everything's going good with the patriarch of the Jackson family. He's okay. He was shaken up, taken to the hospital for minor.
Why did they wipe some of that grease off of him while he was in the hospital?
Hey, man, don't shit on Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson has gotten a bad rap over all these years.
As he should have.
All right, the cheating, I can't talk about the cheating. However, I will say this. Price of fame, not fame. To say it's a good thing.
No. Fame of who?
Think about it. The kids, he'll take the kids out. Somebody want to get near the kids, you got to pay Joe. Not saying that's cool. Just saying that's what happened. Now, the things I can say, like, oh, he was a child beater. He was this. He was that. Joe Jackson was a great dad. He held down 2 jobs, paid for everything, and then made essentially 8 superstars.
One, two.
Nah. No, give him the Jackson 5. At that time, the Jackson 5. Mm-hmm. And then...
Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, and Janet.
Don't Reby in there. That's where number 8
okay,
came from.
Jermaine, if you do that too, you mentioned throw Jermaine and Jackie in there too.
Mm-mm. See, Jermaine's superstardom by itself, his solo run came. Remember, he turned his back on the Jackson 5 and went with Berry Gordy. Oh, I watched that movie.
Jackie Jackson. Was it Jackie?
No, it was Jermaine. You was right. Let's get serious.
No, I'm talking about Jackie. Jackie didn't do a goddamn thing. Jackie Jackson did have some music out.
No, Jackie Jackson replaced Mike when Mike was like, fuck y'all, I bought myself.
Jackie was the oldest son. You talking about Randy, the baby.
Either way, 8 superstars.
Jackie is I think he's the oldest boy, if I'm not mistaken. And the hottest Jackson brother.
So where we at? Out of 11 kids? Hold on, no, wait. That number's off.
It was 5.
6. Randy. Marlon.
Marlon.
It was 6 of the Jack. Let's say 9 kids.
Marlon was not in the group at first.
And then they brought him in when it was the Jacksons.
So it was Jermaine.
Tito,
Jackie, Tito, Michael, and Randy.
Then Marlon came in. That's six kids. We're counting kids.
It's actually Marlon's the baby, and Michael is older than Marlon.
Look, my point is.
And then you got the girls. You got LaToya,
Rebe,
Janet.
That's it.
Is that another girl?
No, that's it. Right? Yeah, that's it.
I thought it was 10 Jackson kids.
No, it's 9.
So we missing. Still missing one.
LaToya, either way.
Rebe, and Janet.
He went 8.
I know they had like another. Somebody was a twin.
It was an illegitimate kid. Nah, I'm just talking about the Jackson.
One of the kids was a twin, and the twin dad had like 2 or 3 or something.
Okay, can't count them then.
But I feel can't like count. I'm missing.
All right. All I'm getting at. Okay, let's say 10.
I don't have my trusty, my handy dandy notebook in here.
Let's say 10 kids, right?
AKA phone.
My man went 8 for 10 in Superstars with Kids. Great dad. Went 8 for 10. That's
you want to have 8 kids?
That's a B minus.
You want to have 8 kids?
That's a B minus. This is as an agent, let alone dad.
Okay, if we have 7 more kids, you can try it yourself.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not doing it. Next news story, man. Look, fantasy football is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to the D League.
A lot of competitiveness, but right now, your boy JPP,
little nubby buddy.
This week, he finally sold his Boca Raton mansion, Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca Raton.
He sold. You know why that's significant, right?
Del Boca Vista.
You know why that's significant? Why he had to sell it, right?
Because he needed the money.
No, scene of the crime.
Oh, that's where
the fireworks display happened. That took out his hand, and
now he got to wear
them. Now he got to do the club, and he, you know what? It's a good moral thing. Shake that evil off of you.
Okay.
Shake it off of you. Go into the season fresh. Get it all off you.
I'm down with that.
I'm down with that, man. Because my man JPP.
I might have to look at Eli this season. I don't want to.
I'm looking at a lot of stuff. There's a lot of mock drafting happening around here.
Yes, it should be.
And Sam, I'm coming back. I'm getting ready.
Even though you didn't win a trophy, there's a target on your back.
I don't give a goddamn. I'm ready
to
get in here.
Are you playing in your other league this year?
Oh, I'm playing in both leagues. And if they listening, Chuck, Ike, I'm going to crack that ass.
You say that every year.
And I do. I always come up short. But hey, JPP, shake that evil off of you, man. Hey, a lot of good news happening. My man 2 Chainz.
True.
You heard about 2 Chainz?
With the trap house.
He sold the trap house and made it into a pop-up clinic. So people, pretty much, he turned his pink trap house into a home he rented for, you know, in Atlanta to promote the album.
He bought the house. He didn't rent it. He bought it.
Well, he now turned it into like a pop-up clinic, so people in the Atlanta area could go get themselves checked out, check on their cholesterol, check on their diabetes. Clap it up for my man 2 Chainz, because 2 Chainz, that's cool, man. That's real cool. Helping out his community. He's doing that thing where he get a chance to, you know, be a humanitarian, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, we was talking about Marvel earlier. I didn't get a chance to ask this because I didn't get a chance to talk to him. RDJ. And Chris Evans.
RDJ?
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
And Chris Evans.
Robert Downey Jr. is like fine wine. He'd get better with time, I tell you.
Well, I'll tell you about time. Him and Chris Evans are now quitting the Marvel Universe.
What?
After the next couple movies, after Avengers Infinity War, Chris Evans says he's done, he's out. His contract is up around that time, and more than likely he's not gonna renew it.
Why?
He has been very vocal about this in the past. The only thing is he didn't have somebody to, you know, pass the baton to. So I will only imagine Avengers Infinity War, that's going to be probably his way of I'm out, you know. And Robert Downey Jr. is closer than him, because it was reported that he's also gearing up for his departure. He's closer than Chris. He's far closer in reaching that point.
But one thing
you
about,
think, my man, he's
about Robert Downey Jr. is he's usually in just about all of the movies.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a small part. Because he was kind of the catalyst that got this whole thing
well,
started.
Well, he been Iron Man since, what, 2008?
2008, or it's been almost 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, yeah.
So you got to think, since you've been Iron Man since 2008.
And he's been in, and he, not only has he done Iron Man 1, 2, and 3, but he's been in movies in between time.
The Avengers, Captain
everything,
America.
Everything looks like
Spider-Man.
Stark Industries and stuff, so yeah.
So, I mean, he don't want to be that guy who just keep doing it. I mean, one... they quoted him saying he want to leave for this shit just get embarrassing. He the old man there, you know. You got all these young gunners. You got Spider-Man. So was he 15?
Yeah.
You don't want to be the old
but
guy.
But if they play it close to the book, then it still is room for an Iron Man.
Well, he'll get a protege if they do it by the book
with the black girl.
Oh yeah, Riri, get Riri up there.
And yes, there is a black Iron Man girl. Iron Girl.
We already talked about that.
I'm just letting people know in case they didn't know.
You found out last night.
No, I knew when you showed me the comic book.
Last night.
No, you showed me when it first came out.
Riri. Alright, I want to clap this up for the city of Philadelphia. This week, like I said, it was kind of a slow news week, but it was a lot of positive news.
That's
clap
good.
It up for the city of Philadelphia. Clap it up because Philadelphia celebrates Kevin Hart Day in Philadelphia. Clap it up.
Oh, my man.
See, Philadelphia is welcoming back its favorite funny man, Kevin Hart, for a birthday celebration and unveiling the giant mural of the comedian near his childhood home. Thursday, this went down. It had the resolution of dubbing July 6th Kevin Hart Day in the city. The mirror is displayed on Max Steaks in North Philly. Kev Hart wrote on Instagram that he was blown away by the whole announcement. It's Kevin Hart Day. So July 6th in the city of Philadelphia, July 6th. They had to celebrate a comedian because the last comedian they celebrate didn't exactly work out so well.
Who?
Philadelphia comedian that didn't work out well.
Bill Cosby. Oh, let's not talk about that.
So
we just gonna skip over him.
Hey, they rolling the dice on Kev because, you know, the Cos and all his Cosness. You can't really. They get a do over. Philadelphia got Rocky. They got the Roots. Jill Scott. The entire Philadelphia sound. My boys.
Ain't coming from Philly. He's from Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
Okay.
Pieces of a Dream.
Okay.
They from Philly.
All
right. Oh, and Kevin Hart. Cosby. Cosby. No.
And who? What was that name he said?
Jennifer Cosby.
Jennifer Cosby.
Cosby.
Camille's husband.
Yeah, let's go with that. And
Camille's husband.
Once again.
Her husband, nigga.
Even though this is,
yep, I said hus, nigga. I show.
Even though this is a short news week, I guess slow news week. Major things have happened. I think this may be a weekly segment. Let's clap it up for the Carters. Just the Carters.
Why y'all on their neck?
Let's clap it up for the Carters.
Like you really been ball watching.
Look,
the Carters.
I'm not ball washing, but
you have been.
The 444 album.
I'm just talking about off mic as well.
The 444 album is a testament. It brought back hip hop. It's hip hop for my current generation. I am knocking mumble rap. I know some good guys out here, but that. But I was a little jealous of the news from the Carters this week because Jay-Z, Beyonce, Solange, I know last name knows, but you're part of the family. They all need to step aside. Just for just for a minute.
Okay.
Because Blue Ivy made her rap debut this week. If you went in the store, just released bonus track from Jay-Z's new album, 444, features Blue Ivy's rap, debuted and shown. Now, personally, I didn't get it because of the title thing. Mm-hmm. This appears on the album's physical release. It's, so if you go to anywhere and buy the album, like the hand, the actual CD.
Not from the bootleg, man.
No, you gotta go to Target, go wherever, Best Buy, wherever you buy CDs from, your local record shop, if they still around, there's a bonus track called We Family, and it acts as a 40-second showcase of the Tykes' best rhymes. While the five-year flow is, she's only five, and it's already better.
So he put a DJ Khaled on us, basically.
It's already, she's five.
You know, but no, they don't touch a side, though.
She's five.
A side is not even one.
Hey, look.
And a side got a number one album.
Hey, we have an exclusive clip. Just a little clip of Blue Ivy spitting them bars. Here we go. Everything I hear is my instinct, and if you think I say, and it's in the posse, I never hear that I've been in the posse. Never seen a season in my whole life. Everything is cheated, everything is frosted, and it's in the side, and it's in the pile, and it's in the seeking, and it's in the freaking. Everything I treat and read on everything I teach. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. Everything in shaka. Look, give it up for the Carters one more time. Round of applause. Man, Blue Ivy out here killing the game. Look, Blue Ivy, it's 5 years old. It sounds better than some of these motherfuckers out here. Now.
Okay.
With the bars.
I'm sure I couldn't tell
you. Everything is everything, and everything I own, everything.
This nigga studied Blue Ivy.
Man! Boom, shakalaka, boom, man!
You be in a car bouncing to this song, don't you?
I gotta be honest.
Meanwhile, your own son.
This just came out.
Your own
it's
son.
It's hot, man.
Be singing.
Look, my son be singing, but he's singing other people's stuff, man.
But he sing on and, key.
But
that is the important
but
part.
But the production value.
Oh, so you want me to produce some stuff for
everything.
Charles?
Everything. Excuse me. Let's
who
break
wrote
it down.
A rap? Who wrote a rap?
She did. We don't know. That's family talented. Look.
Oh, Jesus. Next, we're about to hear the twins in
Hold up. Well, we don't know. That could happen. Clap it up for the Carters.
Oh, Jesus.
These guys. Look. Let's break it down a cappella. Everything.
You don't have to.
Is everything I put on everything I own everything. Oh, man!
Sam, I tell you,
where is her title channel?
Those balls.
Where is her title channel? I re-up my subscription to Title in hopes. In hopes we get a Blue Ivy channel.
Ball
just
wash.
Man.
Ball.
We got the exclusive. Look, here's what we got to do. I got to calm down. While we talked about excellent hip hop. While we talk about excellent hip hop.
Ball washing.
Excellent hip hop.
Ball washing.
For the future.
Ball washing.
Let's talk about current shitty hip hop.
Ball washing.
You know what? Hold
on. Okay.
Let's. This is a hot take. This is a news story that happened this week.
Why are you turning it away from me? I want to read it.
No, because I want to see your real reaction.
Okay.
Iggy Azalea.
Uh huh.
Remember her?
The white girl. Yep.
Invited Azalea Banks to collaborate on her upcoming album.
I reject that.
Hot take. Is it going to be good? Or is it going to be garbage?
Well.
Hold on. Hear me out, though.
Okay.
In my opinion. Both garbage MCs.
I'll give Iggy Fancy. I did like Fancy.
Oh, okay, I'll give you a hot track. You got one hot track. I will throw that out there. Azalea Banks. We just gone. Tokyo. But what's interesting about this story is they both hate each other.
You know what? Press pause. I'm so stuck on Carmella's entrance for SmackDown that I don't remember how Fancy goes.
I'm so fancy.
See, you doing it too.
You are right now.
Say thank you.
It's no.
I'm in the fast lane from
like,
Tokyo.
Look, I love the WWE, but Carmella's is just blatant ripoff. Yeah, it's a blatant ripoff of Fancy.
Diamonds on my chest. Yes, I'm fabulous.
Yeah.
The song sound the same.
The damn near same.
And I hear that one the most now, so that's why that one stuck in my head.
But my point is, Azalea Banks and Iggy Azalea do not like each other.
Yeah, I've noticed that from their tweeting, because Azalea Banks, she has not set my truck.
But my whole point is, garbage album.
I don't even know if she got an accent, but I don't like her.
Garbage, the collaboration between these two. Garbage, hot take.
Hot garbage. Not on hot take. Hot garbage.
Okay. Alright. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to calm down because I'm still hyped up by Blue Ivy.
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me. Everything is everything. I put on everything. I own everything.
Bars.
This is a 5-year-old. Bars.
Ball washing.
Bars.
Ball washing.
But here's what we'll do. We're going to play the, what you want to call them, micro interviews from the junket?
The quick little.
Yeah, real quick. Skype micro interviews.
About Spidey?
About Spider-Man. Check it out. I've seen the movie.
Spider-Man.
It's totally worth watching.
How's the Spider-Man song?
Non-spoiler.
Keep that in mind. You can still go see the movie.
You can still see the movie.
We are not talking about the movie. It was good.
I would suggest seeing the movie. But here's our micro interviews from the press junket. Hey, Jacob Batalon. Hey, you play Ned Leeds in the movie Spider-Man Homecoming. Can you tell me your relationship to Peter Parker in the movie?
Ned's actually this very sweet, genuine, like, he's very nerdy, I guess you'd say. He loves what he loves, and he loves, you know, Star Wars. He loves technology. He's super duper smart. And all he wants to do is just be like Peter's, like, you know, right-hand man, sort of, because he's sort of losing, like, that connection with him, and he thinks that Peter's getting too cool for him, and that he needs to, like, up his game so they can, you know, be together forever, basically, because that's all he is. He's just a bro, and it grows over the film. It's sort of like, because our relationship that we try to portray is that we were friends before, and, like, we got together again, and so it's sort of like a reunion.
That's cool, man. Can you tell me a little bit about what was it like working with director John Watts?
I love that John takes in, like, an actor's perspective. He really takes suggestions. It's really, because when creating something like this, it's a collaborative effort, and it's a lot simpler when the actors and the director have, like, a clear, like, path or, like, clear vision of what it should be. And so John really, he really hits that on the head where he wants to collaborate with you, and that's what I really appreciate.
Okay, Jacob, I gotta know, what is it like being a part in joining the MCU?
It was more like a finally moment for me. Like, I've been waiting for a world where Spider-Man could get into the Avenger thing, just in general, and just to have those two people really, and to have, like, a little Chris Evans thing on the TV monitor, you know, that's really cool. And so, I mean, it's really just like, I've been waiting for this moment for a while.
Jon Favreau, you reprised your role as Happy Hogan in Spider-Man Homecoming. This is not your first Marvel movie. I got to know, what did you like about the script to get you involved?
I like the relationship that this generation of characters has with the younger generation on Spider-Man. There's something really fun about Tom Holland and nice juxtapositioning of Peter Parker and Tony Stark. They're both eggheads. They both are kind of nerdy, both heroic.
Now, John, you have had many stints or many times in the director's chair. What was it like, director to director, working with John Watts?
I had a great time working with John Watts. He comes out of a similar background that I do, smaller independent films, and it's interesting watching him bring his sensibility to a larger scale production. Of course, he's being looked after well by his support crew, but it still takes a vision from a director, and it's fun being directed by him and working with the actors that he's working with.
Now, John, I mentioned this earlier. You are an established fixture in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Been part of a few Marvel movies. What made you excited about working with this newest installation, Spider-Man Homecoming?
Most people know who Spider-Man is, even people who never read comic books. We grew up with Spider-Man, whether it's the cartoons or an Electric Company. I remember being aware of Spider-Man from a very young age, and he's probably the Marvel hero with the most name recognition coming into the film world. And, of course, there's been a lot of great Spider-Man movies. And so now to have him reemerge in this new form, I think, is exciting. I think the fans already enjoyed his depiction in Civil War. So it's not like you're coming in cold. You know, when we first did Iron Man, you know, we worked on the film not knowing whether or not the fans would be into Robert playing Tony Stark or if they would be accepting of a hero that a lot of them hadn't heard of. In the case of Spider-Man, everybody knows who he is. Everybody's rooting for him to do well on the big screen. And people really dug Tom Holland playing him in Civil War. So on this film, even though it's the first Spider-Man film of the new iteration, it feels a bit like you're inheriting momentum from a sequel because he's already appeared and been such a fan favorite.
Hello, Marissa. Marissa told me you play Aunt May in the movie Spider-Man Homecoming. What is it like joining the Marvel Universe as well as the Spider-Man franchise?
It's a gift to an actor to be able to be in a franchise film. It's great to know you have a job coming, potentially. And to be part of something that is so beloved, that the fans really cherish and are really excited about, that there's a fever to it, that it's very exciting to be part of something that's so anticipated.
Marissa, what is your take on Aunt May in this film versus previous iteration or the comic books themselves?
I wanted to try to keep some of not just the her function, which is to look after him, to be curious, to kind of deduce things, to make a really strong home for him. But I wanted to keep, and as we kind of opened it up, and that she wasn't, that she now works and she has her own little publishing firm, and she's interested in the community. And she's had a past of her own, and she's had a lot of fun in her own life, and she wants him to have fun as a teenager as well. But I wanted to keep some of the things, like that she's trying to make these apple pies, like the original Aunt May was always baking those pies, and the little spectacles, the granny glasses. I wanted to keep some things that tied in the old. So we have the apron, but the apron turns, and I have my hair up in the bun in the beginning, but then I take my hair down and I take the apron off, so it kind of helps transition into this new iteration.
Michael Keaton, man, I have been following your career since, well, Batman, since Mr. Mom. Alright, let's stay on topic. Can you tell me a little bit about your character, the Vulture, Arthur Toombs, and you talk a little bit about, like, how he's relatable to us. How is a villain like Vulture relatable to the average person?
There's, you know, an underlying or maybe obvious intelligence to it, because it isn't that simple. He is doing the right thing. He's correct, actually. He's right. And I like that notion of, you know, where's mine? And that he has a resentment, and, you know, this guy may have, you know, he may have been vulnerable to being my character Toombs may have been vulnerable, you know, backstory to, you know, doing things that might be not necessarily on the up and up, maybe, but he's put in a position where he said, I'm going to look after my family. He said, I'm going to look after my family, and I'm going to do well, and I'm going to take it into my own hands. And I also like that he had a crew, you know, and I like the crew. I like those guys.
How do you think the audience will take to the crew? And I'm using air quotes because, you know, I read the books. You know, the crew.
All these guys are working guys, are working class people, and you know, the actors who were in my group were really great. They were a good group of guys to hang out with. Yeah, I mean, you know, they have legitimate gripes.
Vulture is kind of a different person, you know, from Lore than it is in this movie. Can you tell me what made him turn to a life of crime in the movie?
He is interesting to me because he's a citizen, and he thinks to himself, why, what's fair about this? It's a good question. And the thing that I used as my driving interior kind of motivation, not to sound too actory, but the question that is in his head is probably a really good one, which is, where's mine? You know, when I guess I'll say Tony Stark, but I think he sees it above and beyond Tony Stark. When they all have theirs, where's mine? I've been working for mine. You've taken this from me. So he says, I'll figure a way to get mine. And he creates this tremendous, he and his boys, functioning, I don't know if you want to call it a suit, but a functioning outfit, let's call it, and not just what he puts on his body, but the outfit around him, and he becomes quite effective.
Vulture is a little bit different than he was in the books. Can you tell me a little bit about the costume since you brought it up?
The suit was so intricate and so artfully made. I mean, I don't think those people got enough credit in terms of how. I can't tell you, there, I don't know, hundreds maybe of little screws, literally, that special wrenches made to, you know, put the boots in a certain, I mean, it was unbelievable. I was knocked out by that.
Tom Holland, Peter Parker, you play Spider-Man, you are the third Spider-Man in modern history, and the first in the MCU. How do you get this role?
Well, I didn't actually hear I was going to be Spider-Man. I read I was going to be Spider-Man on Instagram. It wasn't something... No one gave me the phone call. But it was an amazing experience. I'd worked my arse off getting this job. And when all of that hard work paid off and I could finally say that I was actually Spider-Man, it was a pretty crazy experience.
Did you want to play Spider-Man for a long time?
I was at the Empire Awards in London probably 5 years ago. And one of the interviewers asked me if I could be a superhero, who would I be? And I say, I'd like to be the Spider-Man after Andrew Garfield. And he says, would you do the reboot of the reboot? And I said, yeah, the reboot of the reboot, maybe in 10 years' time. I would never have guessed that would first have come true, and secondly, have come true within 5 years. So that was a crazy, crazy day for me.
Okay, Tom, this is a million-dollar question, and I got to know this because I'm a diehard fan. But how does this version of Spider-Man differ from the previous versions of Spider-Man?
This take on Spider-Man is more of the story of how Peter Parker deals with what he's going through, and less of a superhero, more as a kid at school. So I definitely think like boys of our age and younger are really going to connect with Peter, because everyone goes through that stage of being late for school, not doing your homework, asking the girl to the dance, and then we also get to see a kid live the dream that every kid has dreamed of since they were a child. You know, being a superhero is the number one dream. And we really get to explore a kid having fun and enjoying himself, which often isn't the case with superheroes. Often being a superhero is a burden. But right now, for Peter, it is the best thing that could possibly have happened to him.
There's a lot of screen time with you and Robert Downey Jr. and Jon Favreau. Did you guys become friends off screen?
I feel like they have taken me under their wing as the newest member of the club, yeah.
Okay, cool. What was it like working with them?
It's refreshing because you know they've done it before and they've done it successfully. So if they're happy, then you should be happy. You know, when Robert came on set, he was so excited about being there. He saw the concept art, he saw some of the footage, and he thought it looked great. So for me, it was the perfect indicator that we were on the right track to creating something special.
Okay, Tom, this is my last question. And as you know, I'm a bit of a Marvel fan, so the gloves are off. I'm a fan of the books. Been reading it since I was growing up, and the trailer showed a lot. Will there be any surprises left in store for the audience, or did the trailer take it all?
Well, the amazing thing is I love reading on the internet that people are complaining that they've seen so much in the trailers, because you really haven't seen anything yet. You know, the big twists are still to come. My whole family watched it the other day, and my family are not superhero fans, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They're my toughest critics, and it was amazing for me to see them enjoy it, which was fun.
Amy Pascal, you are a producer of this movie and one of the heads of it, and majorly involved of getting this thing together. Spider-Man already had two runs or two iterations in the modern movie world. Some better than others. How can you bring Spider-Man back to its roots for guys like me, the comic book reader?
Well, it was wonderful and completely exciting. One of the reasons that Sony wanted to do this deal in the first place is because Spider-Man, when he was created, was brought into a universe where the Fantastic Four already existed, where Captain America already existed, where Torch had already existed, characters like that. And when Stan Lee and Steve Ditko created Spider-Man, he was created in contrast to all those characters. He was the first character that was completely grounded. He was the first character who was like a kid with real problems. I think Stan Lee once said, Spider-Man is a character who is going out to save the world, and it's snowing, and he has a curfew, and he has a cold. And that is basically what Spider-Man is. And so the idea of being able to put that character in a world of gods, basically, who live in ivory towers, who save the world all the time, who have all sorts of special things that they do, was really exciting, because it gave Peter another problem. It gave Peter something to want that he couldn't have. And the whole movie takes place on the ground level.
Okay, Amy, after six movies, you got an age-appropriate person to play Spider-Man. Can you talk a little bit about the casting process and your vision towards that?
He wanted to look like how the real world looks, that the kids should look like real kids, that they should be naturalistic, and that they should reflect the world as we know it, for real. And that was really important to him. And he did a great job of it. I mean, you even have a character that's in the ROTC sitting next to Spidey in chemistry class.
All right, Amy, this is my last question. Midtown High in the comics was a big part of the world of Spider-Man. Will it be a big part in this film?
People talk a lot about this, like it takes place in high school, so it's a high school movie. I don't know. Do you think of Back to the Future as a high school movie? Do you think of Harry Potter as a high school movie? The thing about school is everybody's been to it in some level or other. Everybody knows what the rules are. There are teachers, there are popular kids, there are less popular kids. It's a microcosm for the world that is completely understandable to anybody who could see the movie, right, or know the story. That's what high school is in movies like this. It's not a teen movie because it takes place in high school. It's a movie where he has the responsibilities that you do when you're 15 years old.
Alright, that's it. I want to thank the good folks at Marvel and Sony for giving us a few minutes at a time talking to the actors and the producers of Spider-Man Homecoming at a theater near you. Like, right near you.
Yep.
Go and see it right now.
Yep, good. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was great.
Some of our people that was with us fell asleep, but it's okay.
Okay. All right. I know why that was necessary. Yep. But,
I'm going to point that out.
All right.
But it's not a fall asleep type movie.
See, that's the thing. When you say that, Some people fell asleep.
No, one person fell asleep. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
One person fell asleep.
And see, that's why you don't say that.
No. That's not against the movies. I'm talking about Wanda.
Jesus.
You fell asleep. And I'm put you out there. You fell asleep.
Look, man, she had a tough day. All right, look. Here we go. Phrase the Pays. The segment that is sweeping the nation. We do it every week. And unfortunately, we have to this week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some people to sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Yes, the sit your ass downs this week. Look, we have to say this every week. This is not to bully. This is not to belittle. This is not to shame. This is just a nice PSA to say, like, hey, you're getting too lost in your own sauce. You're doing some crazy stuff. You're getting a little reckless. Slow it down and sit your ass down before you jump into some more trouble.
Before we make change.
Okay.
Yep. Sit your five.
Out of this slow week. Slow news week. And I'm glad. This is the only time I'm glad.
It's kind of slow because we're coming off of a holiday. Yeah. So,
but still, slow. People found a way. First one, go to Ryan Andrews, better known as WWE's Cameron.
Her name is Ryan?
Rain. Rain?
Arian?
Whatever.
Arian. Her name is Arian.
I've been calling her Cameron since she was with the Funk Adapters.
I think her name is Arian. Arian.
Whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
I was calling her Cameron.
Cameron from WWE.
WWE. She sit her ass down for so many things.
Yeah.
The car accident.
Can't wrestle. We just gonna go there.
The non-wrestling. The back pin.
I don't know what that is, but all right.
In the WWE, we let it slide because we figured, hey, it's Vince. You know, he's doing his stuff. But you are no longer a WWE employee, and you out in the street. And TMZ caught up with you, and it was on the up and up. This is the first time I actually felt like okay with TMZ. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, while talking, she holding TMZ guy up, you know, and they were like, hey, that's your boyfriend or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Without missing a beat. They're like, so my man asked in a pop up, hey, is all good type of way. Oh, that's your boyfriend? He's like, yeah, I only date white guys. Then the TMZ dude was just kind of like, all right, cool. That's your personal business. All that's right, your personal
that's
preference.
Like, yep.
And then she responded, yeah, I got a thing for white guys. Still cool.
That's cool.
Still cool.
Like who you
get
like.
In the car.
Love who you love.
And right when you was about to get in the car, she just wanted to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. That one more thing was, you know, the reason I date white guys is because they make cute babies. You know, because I'm chocolate. They vanilla. And then the world, myself, like, damn. Well, sit your ass down because, dude, I don't care who you are. White, black, green, purple, whatever. Mm-hmm. Babies are just cute.
Yeah, no.
Hold on, wait. Hear me out. Just, there are some ugly babies, but when it comes down, there's no... This group just makes white babies. Or excuse me, just makes cute babies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's no they and they alone are the ones that do it. By you saying that, you shut out everyone else. So that's why your Twitter blew up. That's why you had to quit Twitter. Well, I don't want to say she quit Twitter. You had to defend the fuck out of yourself.
Took a Twitter break.
I would. But here we go. Next, sit your ass down. This technically isn't to sit your ass down. Technically it isn't, but it is one of my favorite stories. This goes out to Officer Joe Jones and Officer Kerry Lee of Asheville, North Carolina, better known as Slip and Slide Cops.
Oh God, they don't even like. I don't even like
Slip and Slide Cops. See, this all went down last week, 4th of July. Everybody getting down. The cops got a complaint that the neighbors, in their block party, built a 50-foot homemade slip and slide at a neighborhood party. Mm-hmm. You know, Officers Joe Jones and Carrie Lee got to check it out. It is a complaint. They get down there. They check out the scene. They make sure nobody acting crazy. Mm-hmm. They look at the slip and slide. They say, hey, move it over a little bit. It's all good. Emergency vehicles come through. You guys got it blocked off. You guys did the right thing. We're about to get out of here. But before we go, let me get one of them raps. I'm finna jump down the slip and slide.
Hey, sounds fun.
Carrie Lee and Joe Jones. See, Carrie Lee said, give me a hot dog. She going down the slip and slide, right? Mm-hmm. See, my man, Officer Joe Jones, 6'7".
Wow.
Got his big ass on his slip and slide. And he going to slip and slide. He hanging. He on a little ramp in the slip and slide. And then, as always, tried to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Unscathed. Mm-hmm. They almost got away with it. Mm-hmm. Until they looked at that body cam. They almost got away with it. Until they looked at that body cam.
Why would they get in trouble for that?
They didn't get in trouble. That's why I say it's not really a situation now. They didn't really get in trouble. It's all good. They just will forever be fucked with and known as the slip and slide cops.
So they had their body cams
they
on.
They had their body cams on.
Like a GoPro.
Oh, my God. Well, man, and they caught him on tape saying, grab me one of those plastic bags. And he got on the plastic bag to go down the slip and slide.
He probably got used to cover his uniform.
Exactly. So he did. He didn't. But he covered the back part. Uh-huh. He went on his back. See, the camera still shows up front. Slip and slide cops.
I wanted to buy a slip and slide today.
So, slip and slide cops. Look, I know it's all on the up and up, but man, sit y'all ass.
That's actually funny.
It's pretty cool, but sit your ass. And look, sit your ass down. If you was around a TV,
Instagram,
anything, internet access, newspaper, a hot rock, you already know who is going to.
This hurts.
Here's what it is. We're going to spend a little time with this. We're going to keep this for sit your ass down for YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then please listen to the rest of the show, because this could be a whole show.
Yeah, it could.
And it always come from this house every week on Sit Your Ass Down. Mr. Rob Kardashian posts revenge porn of his wife, baby mama, ex-girlfriend, Black China, on Instagram, showing she in bed with another dude.
Well, here's this.
Himself, he put one where it was the time he slandered. He's doing all this. He's talking about her plastic surgery that he paid for, which is weird because of who your family is. You should be the last person to talk about plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Hell, there's less plastic in Rubbermaid than it is in your house. But I digress. Just running her through the ringer. My whole take on this, because like I said, this could be a big thing. Rob, dog, take your L. It hurts. You heartbroken. What happened is what happened. My man, you literally tried to make a hoe to a housewife. And I'm not shaming her. I'm not slut shaming her. I'm not doing any of this stuff.
The evidence leads.
The evidence leads. Excuse me.
And if you a hoe, that's your personal business.
You're not understanding. Her baby daddy is with your sister.
Baby daddy number one. They not together anymore. They broke up.
You're not understanding. So your kid is your own cousin?
No, his kid is just his kid.
No, if he would have married Black China.
If he was a married kid, his kid is just his kid, because Black China and Tiger never got married. They just have a child. So the stepson If Kylie and Tyga would have gotten married.
You do understand why it's already confusing.
If Tyga and Kylie would have gotten married, their children would have been cousins as well as brother and sister.
You do understand.
And Kylie would have been auntie slash
mom?
Stepmom. And Tyga would have been uncle
slash. Already.
Yeah.
A lot of chess with that one. But let's get back to my man himself. Dude. We know I've been there. We know I got our hearts broken. Here's what you do. You chill. You don't put nobody business on social media. She went with somebody else. It sucks.
It happens.
You know, I have little remorse for you because we all saw this coming.
Yeah, that's the hard part there.
Like, 81 with a pulse saw this coming. All the warnings. All the. Everybody that you talk to when you got with her.
You sure?
You sure, dog?
Sure.
Hey, you okay? You sure? This is how you want to go down?
And she pregnant? Oh,
you she pregnant. You sure it's yours? You want to get a test? All right, brother. So, Rob, you earned this.
You have not let me chime in at all on this.
No, I want the people to listen to the podcast for this. This is the YouTube version.
Still.
Hold on. We want to do this where we have all the time in the world. So, Rob, this is my side of it. You got to go to SamShowNation.com, subscribe, review on iTunes, catch the podcast on iTunes for Tasha's side because, well, you finna sit down for it. I'm telling you, man to man, Rob, it sucks. Take your L. By all means, sit your ass down. I would imagine the pause button. We are back. That was a YouTube segment. Now, that's the part they heard on YouTube. So, your side of the sit your ass down with Mr. Rob Kardashian is so much. I will set my headphones down.
There is so much backstory to this. Okay. When I first seen them, and I'm like, oh, that. It's different. I understand it. But if she loves him, if she's giving this man confidence, I'm all for it. I'm all for people being happy. I don't feel like a person should make you happy in particular. But, you know, a person could bring you out of a funk. And from what we know, he was in a 4-year funk. Literally. So, he gained a mess of weight. He had, you know, eaten himself into oblivion. Depressed, not coming out sad. And here's this woman that gave him confidence. Granted, it was the baby daddy. It was the boyfriend of your sister's. It was the boyfriend of your sister's baby mama. But if you're happy, you're happy. So, I was rooting for them all along. But at the same time, in the back of your head, you're like, this, I don't know about this. Does she want him for him? Because Rob Kardashian is not ugly. I've always thought Rob Kardashian was attractive. Even with the weight on him, he's still cute. But, so, it's just he don't have the confidence in himself to think higher of himself. So, then things, he buys her a car, she's pregnant, then he buys her another car, and, you know, he showers her with gifts, and this comes out, that on the 4th of July, she texts him a video of her in bed kissing another dude. Why would you do that? As a woman, if you don't want this man, leave him alone. Why are you trying to provoke him? Knowing that by your own admission that he's mentally unstable or whatever you say he is, why would you do that? And especially if this is your daughter's father, why would you do that? That's a very hurtful thing to do to somebody. So that in itself made me look at her like, oh, we see what you were here for. You couldn't have been here for him. Because to do something like that to somebody you say you love, that's a bit of a low blow. And then to come to find out that he's, this days before that, she used his credit card to buy $300,000 worth of jewelry without his permission. And tried to use his jeweler to make the transaction. His personal jeweler. So, granted, he put her cooch up. Mind you, she was a stripper, so we've seen it. her butt and her breasts. Again, she was a stripper, so she has nude pictures out there already. Yeah. That's nothing new.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing about this whole thing.
But like I'm glad you walked this down. I told you, and it's just I gave you the abridged version.
Yeah,
but hurt people. But I don't give that what? Does not give a person a right to expose you in that manner.
What was his end game?
His end game.
You showed a stripper's goodies. We've seen it.
His end game. When you're hurt, you're not thinking about an end game. You hurt me. You are literally in bed with somebody wearing the stuff that I just bought you. This dude.
You're showing the world how you got played.
He bought her two cars. He bought her a Ferrari and the Lamborghini and gave her the money for the down payment on her Rolls Royce.
Look.
See, people think he's a broke brother, but he got money.
No, he all right. It ain't the money thing.
He did all this and paying her. I think she moved a little bit closer to his house
for the kid.
Yeah. Right. So he's paying $16,000 a month in rent. He bought her Versace sheets and Versace robes, and one of the robes was his.
His what?
This dude is laying in the bed. Like, how would you feel if your child, if I was just your baby mama, right?
Uh-huh.
And you see a dude laying in the bed that me and our child are in. Wouldn't you feel some type of way about that?
I would feel bad. However.
And the dude is wearing stuff that you bought.
I understand that. I feel bad. I'd be ready to fight. However.
I'm not
in the public eye.
Let me finish. I'm not condoning the leaking of news and sensitive.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all. But when you stoop so low as to do something like that,
you ain't no better than her.
When you ain't no better than her, and she ain't no better than you. I said she did nothing for herself in this. Now they gonna try to make it a woman's rights issue, and in my opinion, it's not. It's smart on her.
Here we go.
But you tried to prove us that you were one way and everybody thought you were one way. You just confirmed what everybody else thought. Not saying you should care what people think about you.
Hold on, let's walk this down.
You kind of screwed the pooch. Both of y'all did, really.
She did not.
She did.
She did not. Here's what she did.
She did because now she's going to get accused of stealing because she used this man's credit card to buy jewelry.
You're not understanding. On her point, if y'all already thought this coming in the game, and I have done everything to prove that I am not this thing. I know in my heart I gave everything I could, and y'all still think this way. I can't change y'all mind no more. So I'm gonna get why the getting is good. To some degree, she will be heralded as a hero for getting over on the Kardashians because of their track record.
Yeah.
So it's like, do I want 100% of nothing or 20% of something?
I get that.
So what she did, hey, this shit ain't working out. And who the fuck are we kidding, man? She did typical woman stuff. And let me walk it down. Let me walk it down first.
Have an ex ever just sent you a picture of her with another dude just to mess with you?
No. I have never gotten a picture. But when I was out there, I have gotten not necessarily a picture. This is, I'm going out with this person. Even though I have on good authority that person stayed at home that evening. Or whatever. It doesn't matter. But after the breakup, whatever, I'm going out with this. Here's one I got that kind of bugged me for, like, in the short term. If I was some Rob Kardashian shit and I had nudes, I understand the temptation. I understand why not to do it. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, here's what's happening. You broke up with me. I'm going to fuck one of your friends. And
a chick told you this?
Yeah.
Did she?
I don't know. Nor do I want to know. But it was like, what? So that's where the anger shows up. But I can't sit down and fight everybody in my phone.
True.
I had the wherewithal.
He kept this up for well over 8 hours.
You get what, like, I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't do that because in my, she said, I don't fuck one of your friends. I don't know if she did or didn't.
Like, the end of it was her, she brought the cards back to his house. She returned the cards and the jewelry that she stole.
All right. We good.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not a feminist. I don't, like, women's rights. I am for women's rights, but I'm not, I don't, like, that's not my sole mission in life.
No, but here go.
Let me finish. That's not Tasha's sole mission in life. My whole thing with it is, like, this is your daughter. You have a daughter, not a son.
Yep.
You have a daughter. Like, what were you thinking? This is your daughter's mother. You could be pissed off. You could be hurt. Give me back everything I bought you. Get out the house. Get all that stuff. Bring me my daughter.
And we out.
Bring me my stuff. And you got 24 hours to do it.
Now here go the.
That's fair. And at that point, and if you don't, I will have the police over there repossessing.
There you go.
You got to get up out that house.
Here go the great irony. The greatest irony.
What?
I may have to kind of defend the Kardashians. And I got to take an extra sip of this drink to do this. But if for nothing else, remember way back when the rocket ship that started this shit off was a leaked sex tape with your own sister. The rocket ship that started off this
rocket ship, aka Ray J's penis.
Yeah, that.
No pun intended.
Hey, I gotta throw it out there, Ray J. Clap it up for my man, Ray J. No, seriously, clap it up for my man, Ray J. I'll tell you why. Ray J's dick has launched more careers than the goddamn Apollo. Ray J's dick. How my man does not get a fucking check?
Wow.
This little piece. He lost Kim, Chloe, Courtney. No one gave a fuck about Courtney. I want to make that play. At least, like, during that time, no one gave a fuck about Kim. But Chloe, word around campfire is she was kicking ass on the field hockey. Word around a campfire, lacrosse, she was cracking that ass. Word around a campfire.
I'm saying it because she's the biggest one.
Hell yeah. Oh, she played lineman. And she was the next LT. I digress.
Lord.
No one gave a fuck about Courtney.
Yeah, but
but if it wasn't for Ray J's dick, we would not know. Scott Disick. My man Scott Disick would not have an alcohol problem right now.
Kanye sunk in place.
If it wasn't for Ray J's dick, my whole point of it is, let me get back to the original point. Because believe it or not, I'm defending them.
All right.
the whole point of this is this was a leaked tape. And they regained their womanhood from this tape. And I'm using air quotes when I say that. You, of all people, should be more sensitive of leaking nudes of a person who's fame hungry. By leaking Black China's nudes. News that we all saw. So you're not really bringing new information to the table here. By leaking these nudes, congratulations. You have now made, not only have you made Black China in the news yet again, not only can she stand on her own and not on the coattails of the slut walk, coattails of all the things Amber Rose brought to the table, and don't get me wrong, that's not a slam on Amber Rose, because she has brought a lot of other stuff to the table. What I'm saying is she can now stand on her own now. You have brought more equity in her, and now you've made her a fucking martyr. So all the people in the world who was unjustly slut-shamed, unjustly had news leaked out about them by insecure guys, and I'm putting Rob Kardashian in that boat right now, because the only way to throw somebody nudes out there, you gotta have a little something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Now, You just gave her the greatest spinoff ever, and she's doing exactly what you would imagine someone would. A word? I'm finna get the women's rights. I'm finna get all of this shit on my side. Even if we all know it's bullshit, congratulations. You just put more money in her pocket. The thing you were supposed to do...
Nah. Not because, not after this whole thievery thing is out now. They gonna try to spin on that.
You can spin it all day long, but why you think she gave it back? You don't need it. You've given her a platform.
Because the person that sold her to jury is going to prosecute her. So okay. She had to give it back.
She could beat the case. Now she got the money to beat the case.
Well, for money from where?
I guarantee fucking. You ready for Negro Damas? You ready for one of these things in the year 2000 where I tell the future? I am not from the future, but I'm going to call what's going to happen. I guarantee goddamn tea. Black China is about to set up a money fund, mm-hmm. or fund pit, money pit, because of this whole incident. She already teaming up with the lawyers. She already teaming up with the people. Now I guarantee fucking tea, she finna take this legitimate cause of women's rights and spin it to her own benefit. She's gonna take a legitimate cause, work it over for her because she barely meets the criteria. And here we go. I guarantee we are going to see that before November 2017.
We'll see.
And you know what happened?
Like, Rob Kardashian is my favorite Kardashian. That's why this bothers me a bit. Like,
if you were wondering,
I mean, like, I just think he was purely acting out of emotions and not thinking about the repercussions.
Here's what you need to do. If you ain't learned shit else, here's what you should have did. Because your family didn't even rock with you. They lived their own life while you was going through this shit.
Going through what?
I didn't see a fucking I stand with Rob hashtag.
No, they put out a statement.
Yeah.
They don't agree. They don't
like. We don't agree with the motherfucker taking our money? Yeah.
No, they said we basically, we don't like the fact that he leaked the nudes. We are not for that, but we stand behind him 100%.
No, we love him. His actions suck. That's what that statement pretty much said. So, let's wrap up this podcast.
Yep.
Negro Damas, you heard it. And I am not shy about telling y'all how right I was when I'm eventually right. Negro Damas, 98% right. I got a good track record. Lifelong total, 98%.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, out of every 100 predictions, I'm wrong twice. That's pretty
cocky.
Huh?
That's very cocky and arrogant.
I will say this. Go on iTunes. Rate and review this show. Tell me how right or wrong I am.
Oh, I'm about to go in there right now and tell you how wrong you are.
One dude wrote, I'm his biological father. And that scares me.
Is he?
I don't know. I hope not.
You old enough to have about 8 years.
Yeah, I said that. And I was just like, I hope he's joking. So, that's about that. We've been wrapping up this podcast. As always, you can find us at Sam Show Nation. The home for everything revolving around Just Talking with Sam podcast. We are on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave a review because we are doing our iTunes takeover. Mm-hmm. And we want to know, we want to spread the love of how much you love Just Talking with Sam. Wear your yellow t-shirt when you're doing it. But Just Talking with Sam. Also, we are on Facebook and Instagram. Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.